to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're going to take just a couple of minutes and talk about a new navigation, is it? Is that a fair way to say it? And joining me in the studio is Sarah Kuhnert. She's a survivorship nurse with the My Survivor Mentor Program at Samford. Sarah, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And let's talk a little bit about what, well, first explain what a survivorship nurse is.
Sure. So what I do is I kind of follow patients from their initial diagnosis clear to the end of their treatment. So what we're wanting to do is provide as much education and as much knowledge as we can kind of from the beginning. The scariest thing about cancer can so often be just that unknown, not knowing kind of what's happening. So we follow them from the beginning and kind of navigate them through whether it's chemotherapy, radiation, and then also at the end of their treatment, getting them a summary and information kind of going forward. So once they're released and no longer following with the doctor quite as frequently, that can be a little bit scary too. They're not used to not coming back to appointments quite so often. So we're trying to just kind of make that transition a little bit easier and provide as much knowledge as possible.
And now you're adding the My Survivor Mentor Program, which
Correct.
Does what?
And that is matching women that have previously been diagnosed with cancer to women that are either newly diagnosed or maybe experiencing a different stage in their cancer journey. So it might be pairing up two moms that both have kids at home, one that's newly diagnosed and maybe not quite sure how to tell her kids that she has cancer or how to explain how tired she is now that she's undergoing treatment. Or maybe it's matching up a woman that's had a mastectomy with a woman that's considering having a mastectomy so that they can get that perspective from someone that's actually been there. We like to say as nurses that, we like to be able to give as much information as possible, but we haven't been down that road. We haven't walked in those shoes. So being able to match somebody up with somebody that's actually been there makes a really big difference. And we found that it's nice to be able to talk to somebody that really gets it.
And can give you those little tips of how I got
Exactly.
through this or how I got through that.
Exactly. Yeah. Those real world pieces that a textbook can't always teach mm-hmm. you that somebody that's been there can provide a little more insight.
Try eating this cracker before chemo
exactly.
or something, right?
Yes,
something,
exactly.
Those little things that can make a world of
exactly.
difference.
Exactly, exactly. Try to give that knowledge and that power so that it's not quite so scary.
But not every journey is the same.
Correct. A lot of our women end up being matched with multiple mentors throughout the process. So it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all mentor. Sometimes they'll talk with a number of different people based on kind of where they are. So maybe initially they want to talk to somebody about chemotherapy. Maybe they later on want to talk with someone about trying to transition to going back to work. Or maybe they want to visit with somebody about different resources that they can find for help with cleaning or help with childcare as they're going through their treatments and need just a little bit of extra assistance.
And is this something then that the nurses help coordinate? The survivorship nurse helps coordinate?
Correct. Yep, I help with coordinating that. We also have our breast navigators that kind of work along with patients from the beginning as well. And they know a lot of different personalities and can kind of help us to make some of those connections as well. If anybody's interested in getting a mentor, they can talk with the nurse that they see, they can talk with their physician, or they can give us a call.
And this is specifically, though, right now for breast cancer patients.
It is. Right now, we kind of piloted the program with breast cancer. We are looking at, we've got kind of a long-term plan to get all of those other tumor types up and running. So we're looking at trying to get that here in the next few months, kind of getting started on that. We found that it's such a great service and such a great program that we can give to patients that we want to expand that to more than just the breast cancer population.
Talk a little bit about the last appointment that women have.
Sure. We call that our survivorship appointment. And it's, they'll still meet, they'll still follow with their oncologist, and sometimes with their surgeon or sometimes with their radiation oncologist as well after that appointment. But it does kind of put an end cap onto things, as far as kind of making that transition from active treatment into that more surveillance kind of piece of things. So it's always done with one of our nurse practitioners. And I like to call it past, present, and future appointment. So we'll look at the history. How was someone diagnosed? When were they diagnosed? What was the actual pathological diagnosis that they were given? What surgeries did they have? What treatments or chemotherapy medications did they have? The dates that they had all of those things. And then we're also looking at what can we be doing right now? Do we have side effects that we need to manage? Do we have maybe getting people connected with, maybe someone's got lymphedema and we need to get them connected with physical therapy? Can we get them connected with a dietitian for maybe some nutritional needs? And then we're also looking at the future as well. So how often do they need to follow with their surgeon? How often do they need to follow with their radiation oncologist? How often will they need to have mammograms? Will a mammogram be something that they need? And then we also go through, specific to breast cancer, how to do a monthly exam, how to do a chest wall exam if they've had mammograms, or how to do a breast exam if they've, or I'm sorry, how to do a chest wall exam if they've had mastectomy, and how to do a breast exam if they've not had a mastectomy. So just trying to make sure, again, we're giving that knowledge is power, trying to make sure that they know kind of going forward, what do I need to look for? When do I need to call? So hopefully it's a little bit less scary.
And are women who are survivors, are they eager to help and become a mentor?
We have had a lot of interest, yes. It's been wonderful. And actually, at this point, we've had so much interest that that's kind of why we're looking at expanding those tumor types and getting as many women as we can involved. And again, it just helps to broaden that base because so many women are looking for different things throughout their cancer journey. The more women that we have that are trained as mentors, the more women that we can get matched up to the best fit possible.
Okay. Sarah, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And if people are interested in volunteering, they can call Sanford.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Sanford Cancer Center. They could give us a call.
Okay. Sarah Kuhner is a survivorship nurse with the My Survivor Mentor Program at Sanford. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.